going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just had the greatest break ever. I'm on a Goosey's overload right now, dude.
What happened?
The Miami Heat just dropped a podcast with Goran Dragic interviewing Nikola Jovic.
I saw that.
Serbian.
Wow. No, I mean, they do have a little Serbian, a little banter back and forth to start it off, which is adorable. But no, it's Goran like talking to him about his basketball career in his amazing accent. And of course, I feel good, don't you, right now? Vlad, I'm 6 minutes in. I wish, and I'm already like, there's only 14 more minutes of this. I could watch 7 hours of Goran Dragic and Nikola Jovic speaking to each other about hoops. Oh, I miss him. They should play him tonight. I miss Jovic. Let's knock the rust off, baby. Give him a little whirl.
I tell you this,
I think,
man.
You play him, but you send him in there with a disclaimer.
What's that?
Like, how long you play depends on you. Here's what we want.
You know, Leroy, we can have a dream. We could have a full and tangible 5-on-5 between the Heat and the Cavs. Or at least 80% of the players being fully intangible.
Yep.
You could have vast intangibles on a series like this.
So when they go Strus and Little Strus.
Sam Merrill, Ty Jerome, Strus.
Wait, we haven't figured out where the Ty Jerome
is. I don't know what Ty Jerome is. I don't. I know the name sounds like.
I think there's something there.
But Bobby Johnson?
Yeah, I think so, but I'm too scared.
I'm too scared. Yeah, we are treading. Listen.
Look, Hartenstein.
No disrespect to any player out there, but we have dabbled in the intangibles game for a minute here.
Yep.
And there's only been a couple that has taken us aback. Okay. The bumpy one, he came to us with that. We didn't ask or insinuate or nothing. That was the first words out of his mouth. The Hartenstein.
That shook me.
See, that shook me.
This is why I love Wikipedia. All right. Ty Jerome is part of us. Leroy.
Okay, what happened?
Jerome's parents are Mark Jerome and Melanie Walker. He has two brothers and two sisters. His mother is white American, and his father is biracial African American.
Oh, so he got a little piece.
He's a third. Both played college basketball. His mother played at Brandeis, and his father played at Lafayette. His paternal grandmother was active in the civil rights movement with the Congress of Racial Equality.
Oh, no, he's one of us.
While her husband, Fred, was a photographer who covered the moments. Yeah, he's one of us.
Sorry, Max Trish. You just lost one, dude.
You lost one of them.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Game two tonight, Heat and Cavaliers. Tip is set for 7:30. By the way, I saw Solana tweet out. They're actually extending the pregame tonight. Starts at 6, straight up. So 6 p.m. pregame for tonight's action.
Game's at 7:30?
7:30.
Wait, y'all got the TNT or y'all got the NBA TV?
NBA TV.
Oh, that's right.
NBA TV.
That's nasty.
That's why it's on FanDuel.
It's on FanDuel. Sports Network's done. We appreciate Eric Reed stopping by. You guys can check out the podcast, see him, and check out what he had to say. We talked a lot of things about tonight's matchup with the original voice of your Miami Heat, a man who is dabbled in all things Heat culture.
He rocking the little, you know, rocking a little goatee.
Mm-hmm. The Marlins about to get set for the series finale against the Reds. They're going for the sweep today with the Sandman on the hill.
It's early time, right?
Right now.
About to get going. About to get going here.
Okay.
So we got that. And the Panthers, of course, now up 1-0 in their first round series, winning last night 6-2 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Sis4A says, is it blacked out? It is. It is blacked out. It's only local TV tonight.
That's why it's on FanDuel.
So that is the case. You're only going to get it on FanDuel.
Now, is it blacked out because, I don't understand. Like, blackout rules apply for different.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if it's a rules thing or what, but it is blacked out on NBA TV.
I think it's they want you to watch it on FanDuel instead of going to NBA TV to watch it if you're locally down here. So that's why they black it out.
So check that on out. I watched the local last night with for the Panthers because I don't want to hear the national broadcast. They're Panthers haters. I accidentally watched the national broadcast of the first one of the Heat. I just forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, they do local. I was already in the mode of watching games all day.
Did they do local for the first game? I thought when it's on national TV, they don't do it.
Did they No. They didn't do it for game one. Game one was fully TNT.
They did.
Eric Reed?
They had a whole post game of it. Yep.
They could do the post game. They don't do the game.
They did the game.
They don't usually let game one of the first series, it's usually national television. And then all the other games go to the local, but all right.
Jay's saying they did. Regardless, tonight, that's what you got. You also got Orlando and Boston. Jason Tatum, doubtful for that game with a wrist injury.
They don't need him.
Hey, Joe Mazzulla's my new favorite coach. Did you see his reaction?
Yeah, we talked about that.
He's like, forget that trainer. Get up.
Get up.
I actually watched a montage of just Joe Mazzulla. It is unfortunate that he is the Celtics coach because I feel like I would like him.
Yes.
I feel like I would like him because he's like, what do you feel? He goes, it doesn't matter. We're all going to die.
He is so asthma. He's a matter of fact. Like, he's so matter of fact. It's funny. Who would you, if there was a movie, who would you like to play? I don't know. Nobody's going to go watch it. Stop. No. Nobody's going to play it. No. All right? I had this conversation with my... No. Nobody's going to watch my movie. Stop it. Let's move on to another question. I'm like, dude.
Tonight also. So that's at 7 o'clock. 9:30. Warriors at Rockets. Of course, Golden State up 1-0 in that series. And we'll see if... the Rockets can crack 90.
Dude, of all the teams that are left, they are the only good team that their deficiency is scoring, right? Dude. You don't usually get that many wins during the course of a season.
Orlando's a rock fight team too. They can't score.
We got two rock fight teams.
Yeah.
I mean, but Houston's really good.
Houston is very good. No, they're a tenacious defense. And usually Orlando is too, but they don't have Suggs. Suggs is hurt. So
you know who's loving this right now? Mm. Kevin Durant.
Because he's saying, who wants me?
He's basically saying, yeah. Because any team that
two teams that need scoring, you can even include the Heat. There's three teams in the playoffs right now that could absolutely use scoring.
I think all of them can use an extra score. It's not three. It's all 16. Some teams you may think because of what they've shown.
I would say Boston, no.
Maybe that's because they got two legitimate guys.
OKC is really deep.
No, the OKC might need a second scorer.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just because they're playing Memphis. Memphis doesn't
150 and their star didn't even score.
But that's because they're playing Memphis. As Tobin would tell you, Memphis plays no defense. So anybody's going to get off against Memphis.
And you would never know because they, of course, have vaunted defensive player of the year, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right, I know.
Who is minus 1,000 in the playoffs.
Yeah, guy gets more fouls than rebounds, but, you know.
When did he become just, I don't play in the paint, I just hang out on the perimeter?
He's always done that. He gets blocks.
Yeah, he'll get
face down blocks, but he's always been that. Like, he loves being out on the threes and roving. He doesn't get rebounds. But, you know.
So, basically, he's Timu AD.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. He's a talented player, but, like, people act like he's, like, this incredible stopper, and he's good. He's good, but he's not Bam.
He's a big boy and got a lot of athleticism, though. Because I see him go in the paint and go lefty, righty, you know. I could do without that ugly-ass three, though.
That three is hideous.
He's 7 foot tall, and he shoots threes like he's 5 foot eight.
Even Scooby's offended right now by the three. Meanwhile, in the NHL playoffs, here's your lineup for tonight. You got game two of the Canadiens at the Capitals, who, of course, won an overtime in game one. That's at 7 o'clock. That's on ESPN. You got game three between the Stars and Avalanche at 9:30. That series is knotted up at one apiece. That's on ESPN.
I can't believe how many of these teams have played so many games already.
They're on a blistering pace right now. Three games already. And then game two between the Oilers and Kings at 10 o'clock. L.A. up in that series, 1-0. That game is on TBS.
There's a game three already?
Yeah.
Yes!
In the NHL?
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So you see when I said Gary Bettman's an idiot, now y'all understand. How are they already starting game three of one series? And we haven't gotten to the second game of the Panthers-Lightning series.
Because that means that one of these teams are going to play a team that had like 7 days rest.
Pretty much.
Is he the least liked commissioner? Because I feel like they hate his ass.
Yeah, because Manfred is quiet, but at least he's doing things. You know what I'm saying?
Manfred seems like he's approachable. Let's put it that way. He seems like he has a good rapport with the players.
I do remember Manfred getting booed, though. Remember, he got booed so bad. Was it at an All-Star game? He got shook.
Didn't he get booed here?
It might have been here.
Like, it was. I think it was the All-Star game here.
He got booed so bad, and he froze up talking to the crowd. It was very awkward. Very awkward. Roger Goodell loves it because he's like, because we all know Roger Goodell makes the most money. What does he make, $50 million a year?
Yeah.
He's like, and he's almost like leaned into it too much. Too cute for my
Well,
to
yeah,
my, like,
because his job is to take the heat from, take some of that heat off the owners.
And also, he's become prone to using the draft meat shield. Where he'll come out, he's like,
with Eminem?
Yeah, he comes out with Eminem. So you know, what are they, in Green Bay? He's like, oh, I got Brett Favre with me.
No, you can't bring Brett Favre. Oh,
it's not the time.
Who's the famous person from Wisconsin?
Yelich?
No.
You mean?
No. From a famous person.
Wisconsin?
You going to bring musicians out for when you go to Detroit because of Motown and you got Eminem, you got Kid Rock.
There's this thing called Google. Famous Wisconsin stars.
Lead off double for the Reds off Sandy. All right.
And what's Sandy? Yeah, who's it? Like, I can't think of who.
Oh, wait a minute. Willie Dafoe? William Dafoe?
No, you can't bring him out there.
Heather
nobody
Graham?
Don't know who the hell that is.
What do you mean nobody knows who William Dafoe is?
People know. We know.
People know
Leroy.
Mark Ruffalo. Everybody know who the Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
You got the Hulk.
Heather Graham. Boogie Nights.
Okay.
What about
Gene Wilder? JJ Watt. Come on, JJ Watt.
Gene Wilder's no longer with us.
I know, but I'm just saying famous people. JJ Watt.
No.
No,
I still feel. I feel like he associates with Houston more now. You know.
Oh my God! I didn't know she was born in Wisconsin.
Who?
Oprah.
Really?
Wow, that's an upset.
But again, that feels like Chicago would be the way. She was a Chicago draft.
That is the upset of all upsets.
Yeah, because
the number
when
one.
You think of Oprah, you think of Chicago, right?
No, I was thinking the South. 100%. I was thinking of the South. I was thinking
of
the South.
Most of her fame came in Chicago.
I get that. But we're looking at the celebrities where they're from or born. We're not looking at like where they're, you know,
right,
they made their name.
Who does a television show in Chicago is not from Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I thought she had a tie into Chicago. She's not from Chicago. She's from Wisconsin.
What if we asked, of course, I know he's busy, but maybe he could take some time off. I don't know if they have an off day tomorrow, but of course, Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers. Doc, can you get the draft started off for us?
Look here. First of all, I'm trying to save Dame from getting his ass kicked. I ain't got time for no NFL draft. I'm concentrating on that. We down 0-2. We getting our ass kicked. The guy talking trash across, and ain't nobody responding. I got nothing. Don't invite me to no parties, no red carpets, no nothing. Right now, I'm concentrating on trying not to get swept by Indiana.
Okay. Doc, thank you. All right, how about this, Tobin and Leroy? Violet Femmes, can they come out? The musician?
The band?
The band, yeah. They're from Wisconsin.
I don't know if they...
Oh,
like...
but they did music. Remember, they did music in Detroit. They had a band that was playing in between the breaks. So they might be able to do that.
What about Steve Miller?
Bon Iver?
Steve Miller.
Ooh, oh, Steve Miller. You got to put Steve Miller.
He's been around for a minute.
He's still with us?
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe. Leroy, you wouldn't believe.
Some people call me a space cowboy.
Leroy, you wouldn't believe who's from Wisconsin.
Who?
Eric Benet.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh. Wiki says Oprah was born in Mississippi.
That's what I said. Yeah, well, they said she's a famous Wisconsin.
I just saw Jon Batiste on Good Morning America because he got an album coming out with somebody. And so I text him. I said, when you coming down here? Because he's going to be at the Adrian Art Center at some point if he hadn't already came. So,
Sandy just gave him an RBI single, 1-0 Reds.
Damn, we just started. We ain't even got to enjoy our popcorn yet.
Hitting hard early.
Hot dog.
Come to New York, baby. Come to New York.
Hey, what is that big old... Didn't they have a special? Who had the stack of hot dogs that they were selling at the...
That was the Mets. The Mets were doing that. Yeah. Are doing that.
I'm telling you what. I used to enjoy going to 1 o'clock baseball game, get my hot dog, my drink.
We got to go.
I had my little book. I'm keeping score. I'm sitting by myself. Beautiful.
Oh, man. Went to last week. Went to the noon game last Wednesday.
The noon game is fun for different reasons.
It was great. It was fun.
Right.
You're drinking. You're enjoying the meals. You're enjoying the atmosphere. The sun is right on you.
The downfall to it is the game ends when traffic begins.
Oh, that's man.
You got to understand. You have to understand that it is what it is. You just got to understand that.
It looks absolutely perfect right now. They got the roof open.
Yeah, man. I would love to. Can we just do our show from there?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Monday.
I'm like
doing the new Wi-Fi. Game.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Wi-Fi and a couple mics, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, we have to close the window.
All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. 15 minutes of heat. That's next.
#250, say free heart scan. You'll be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry.
15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
I can't get enough of this Goran Dragic Nikola Jovic interview. I'm watching more of it during the break. This Gogi, he can interview. He's
some
telling
things, some of the things that you are amused by.
I love how he typed it all out too.
Right,
like a whole paragraph.
Because it was just the greatest like lead up because he was like talking about his injury to Nico because I think they filmed this like a month ago, and he goes, I know you're not playing right now. I went through my own dark times when I got hurt in finals, which still haunts me to this day. Anyway, buddy, how are you feeling? And I was like, wow. That was it. Like, that's a question right there.
You got goosies after that?
He's like, I still lose sleep over it, but obviously, you know, not no big deal. Could have beat LeBron. But anyway, how's your hand? I was leading scorer in bubble. Couldn't be stopped. No one, not even Tatum, not Giannis. No one stopped Gogi. I was leading league in scoring. But no, please tell me. Yeah, my foot exploded to pieces. But how's your boo-boo?
He's like, I broke my hand. It's not a boo-boo.
Like, it's just, it was such a, I was like, and the Heat production staff, they did such an amazing job with it because they show when he says, it still haunts me to this day. You go to the side, they go to the picture, and I'm sorry to laugh, but it was like, it's like they go to him, Leroy, where he's crying on the bench because he can't freaking move. Because his foot doesn't work. I still can't believe he went out there for game six, like just to give it a go. He's just like, I'm going to try. It worked out.
I mean, if it's the last game of the year, you might as well just try.
Yeah, just gave it a go. It didn't go so hot. But anyway, top-notch job by the Heat. Go check that out. It's on their YouTube page, Inside the Heat, Nikola Jovic, which is a little bit different style than they normally do. It's just Goran Dragic interviewing him. Really, really cool job. I recommend checking it out. Also, if you guys want to watch the Heat Road Rally tonight, if you're looking for a place to watch Game 2, it's at Ball and Chain in Little Havana. If you guys want to go check that out, Bernie, the Heat Dancers, the Hoop Troop, Dale, all going to be out there. Wear your white. But if you guys want to watch it, that's the place to go do it. Of course, the Heat need this one tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Eric Spoelstra in his career, Leroy, did a deep dive yesterday. I did a deep dive.
I heard he's really good in game twos.
Especially after
a loss.
Only been down, by my count, Leroy, only been down 0-2 three times in his career. So 10-3 all time in game twos after losing a game one. So take it for what it's worth. Spo, good at the adjustment.
A lot of that has to do with who the players were. You can adjust all you want.
I said his whole career, man.
Yeah, but a majority of that came with different level players.
I understand we don't have Dwayne Wade, but okay. But there's been other ones. Well, there's been other ones. They won last year. They lost to Boston. They won game two.
And then how'd that series end?
Well, gentlemen, I didn't say about the rest of the series. We're strictly talking game twos here, dude. Strictly talking, but if you would like to know, I dipped over that too. Of the 10 times that they won the game two, 5-5 all time of the series.
Okay.
Sometimes it worked out good. The last two times, not so good.
Right.
The last two times it happened, which was the Boston series last year and the 2023 finals, top hats and monocles.
Cheerio.
Before we get to that, right now, we got to even it up right now, dude. Here was Tyler at practice. Tyler spoke of the targeting that the Cavaliers were doing on him on defense and how he's going to handle all that.
I think they're calling me up. It's obviously, like you said, something we've seen before. I think what's different is they're not really – they call me up, and then it's not a one-on-one attack. It's get the switch and then call up a pick and roll with the five. And then I had to fight over screen. So that's trying to wear me down, expanding energy on defense and trying to break open on offense. So just finding different ways to be more efficient. So I'm not expending so much energy on both ends. And then I can obviously be better on the ball, which I will be tomorrow.
All right. Well, there you go. He is he's putting it out there. Yes, sir.
I love the way guys talk about the game plan. Like, they're going to be better. Defense ain't your thing, Tyler.
It's not.
And,
but
and I look more along the lines of I need Kalel to defend the paint. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Spider is the shortest guy on the floor. He was had layups at the rim that I was getting annoyed by. Like, I'm not saying he can't make great shots. I'm not saying that he's not great. But I'm saying he should not be allowed to have a layup in the paint. Shouldn't. He can shoot it. He can teardrop it. He can do all these things. But him to get to the rim as many times as he did, I ain't buying it.
QC Man 2000 says, Atkinson even better at adjustments with much better players. Atkinson is a very good coach. A lot of respect for Kenny Atkinson. I mean, honestly, I don't think he should have ever gotten fired from Brooklyn. You know, he just got, you know, he just didn't vibe with KD. He got KD. KD's like, mm-mm. But he's a very good coach because that Brooklyn team, you were like, who are these guys? And they were very respectable.
Yep.
Now he's got all the weapons that he has now. And it's not that I didn't think JB Bickerstaff was a good coach. He's obviously a good, but Kenny Atkinson is a very good offensive mind. But I will say, now this may have been fluffing up the opponent. I don't know if he's just trying to be very polite, but he brought it up unsolicited. And he was like, he said on the Miami Heat, not a true 10 seed. He looks at us as a 4 seed. Now, he said that just because of all the stuff the Heat went through with the Jimmy stuff and no real practice time to get used to all their new pieces. So, you know, I don't think that he's sleeping on the Miami Heat, and he's certainly not sleeping on Spo. But I think the Miami Heat have to come at this with a little bit of, like, grit, dirtiness. Because, look, the offensive firepower is noticeable. Like, obviously, the Cavaliers have much better offensive players than the Heat all over the place, 1 through 5.
And they're lengthy.
Yeah, you're going to have to do – you can't have loose balls. You can't lose those. You can't lose
– and you got to secure rebounds.
You got to secure rebounds if like, the Heat are going to have a prayer. I'm not even saying that he got to blast them from three. I think, like, it certainly would help, obviously, but I think that having those possessions just be done when they're done after getting one stop – because, look, you get one stop against Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland and Mobley. All right, now you got to get two? Two stops on him?
Hey, somebody said, did Atkinson's coach Mitchell in Utah?
No.
No, okay. You're thinking of a different intangible.
You're thinking about the Atlanta Hawks coach now, Quinn Snyder.
They both do the thing with the curly hair with the gel.
But one guy is skinny and tall. The other guy is just short.
No, but I'm saying somebody said.
Yeah, Menu. Menu actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He coached Allen. He coached Jared Allen in Brooklyn.
Okay. Come on, what are we doing here? Menu and Smeathan.
He said classic mix.
No. Oh, Tobin I see. Is right.
Yo, hey, yo.
Go up, Smeathan.
Jukebox. Definitely. Loose balls are uncomfortable.
Hey, yo.
Come on, man. What's going on here?
You know why? Because they've been hanging around this clown. So that's something Tobin would say. And now they're just following the lead.
Marlins, by the way, up 2-1. Mervis.
Did he hit a home
run?
Went deep. 2-run shot.
You know who's hit? You know who's rich right now?
Hockman.
The guy after you, yeah. Hockman probably put this. He probably took a bet on this guy.
I would imagine so.
What's that, his Mervis eighth home went run? Deep. It's like eight.
He went deep already. Marlins are up 2-1 after his bottom of the first home run. So, Fisher up right now. It is bottom of the second. One out. And, yeah, they got Sandy back that lead right away. And he had an easy, easy second inning. Take a break. Wrap things up on the other side. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy taking you guys up until 2 here on the show. You missed any today's show, get the Tobin and Leroy podcast. You guys can go back and watch it on the 560WQAM YouTube and Twitch page, the channel, Miami 560WQAM. Watch all our shows there. You can watch Hogman and Crowder. You can watch Sports Day with Vlad, who filling in for Froggy today. So
and tomorrow.
You, Vlad. And tomorrow. He'll be in. We'll be in studio tomorrow as the Heat hopefully react to a Heat win. Maybe react to, you know, whatever. I don't know. Who knows? I think they're going to win today, though. I feel good. Suppose a little game 2 touch makes you feel good. Right now, Marlins in action. And it is now tied 2-2.
Jeez. Come on, Sandy.
Austin win with a solo shot off of Sandman. Tough. I will say, they were saying this on the broadcast. They're like, yeah, this guy's hitting over 400. I was like, geez. All right, let me go look at him. And
he ain't never faced Sandy.
Well, he just did, and he just took him to town, dude.
Yeah. All right. I give him. I think it'll take a while. I give him like what, 5 starts? That's a month.
I don't know. But 2-2 right now for the Fish and Reds as the Marlins are going for the sweep today, and 2 outs. He's facing. Oh, he's got Ellie De La Cruz at the plate. You gotta get this one, Sandy. Come on. That dude is good. He's fun to watch too. Electric player for the Cincinnati Reds, Ellie De La Cruz.
They made a very accurate point.
Yes.
Never heard Tobin say, I think that he will lose tonight.
Yeah, I don't. And even if I did, I'd never let you see me bleed. I'd be up there stumbling. I'm ready for my knockout. I'm going down.
You don't tap.
Just break my arm. I'm going down, or I'm going snoozies. Just shh. If Spider's gonna take me out, he's gonna take me out, but he's not getting a tap.
You know what's crazy? It sounds kind of ridiculous when you know what the results are, and you still won't tap out. Go ahead and break my arm.
I know.
In real life, I don't think you would make that decision.
The only person
you'd be a tap machine.
No, I don't think so. Dude,
you've never had an injury.
That's not
true. I'm telling you right now. I've had injuries not even close to having a bone snapped and squealed like a lady.
That's not true. I've had injuries. I've had dead foot. I've dislocated my shoulder.
Wait, dead foot? That's an injury? Yeah,
dead foot.
No, yeah. That's not.
Don't let him get started on that.
I'm just saying, I've had injuries. Don't say I've had no injuries. I've had injuries.
His injury history is dead foot.
I split my head open
hurting his pinky toe, by the way.
I split my head open, J-Fig, doing horseplay on the beach during a hurricane.
What?
Horseplay? I had to get stitches. Horseplay.
You've shown like your scar there, but yep. Horseplay?
Yeah,
horseplay. Well, he was doing shenanigans. That's what he's
doing. Typical shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Old fraternity horseplay.
How much kegs were involved?
Well, we couldn't get kegs because there was a hurricane going on, but there were definitely beers. Mm. What are you shaking your head for?
I'm just like, I've been in pain.
Oh, Stunt Steve mentions.
And I can't believe I'm comparing, you know, notes with a guy who brings Deadfoot and drinking on a beach to the table.
You know what? Stunt Steve mentions. This is an embarrassed one to bring up, but I did have twisted testicle.
What?
Yep. Testicular torsion is what they refer to it as. And sometimes if you sleep the wrong way, you know, it can be painful. I had to go to a urologist over it.
Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
What kind of sleep are you doing where your nuts could get twisted up?
I fell asleep, I think, on the couch. I woke up in a lot of pain. It went on for days. And eventually I had to go to a urologist. And he goes, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, you have a testicle.
So I gotta say, we know way too much of each other.
Do they have to like go in?
And I want you to clip that, lad.
He didn't have to unload. He said, look, the good news is it seems like it's fixed itself, but the pain's going to last some more days. But he's like, you got to be careful if something like that happens. You could lose it.
Lose what?
Your testicle?
It. Hmm. You could go from a 2-0 count to a 1-0 count.
Oh, wow.
What are you running around like a dog in your sleep?
Like, I don't know what happened.
Here. Let's just do the physics behind this. I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Full.
Or taking a nap.
Full. Yep. You right? Go to sleep full.
I go to sleep. And then all of a sudden I get up in the morning and they're twisted.
Yeah.
I had to be doing something at night.
They were fighting.
He didn't make it seem like it was that uncommon. He says, listen, twisted testicle happens.
Wait a minute. Time out. How did your testes twist when you're sleeping?
I fell asleep on the couch in a weird position, Vlad. And I
how weird position that your testicles decided to do a 180?
Listen, I wish I was swinging from the chandelier. I wish it was something fun that made it happen that way. It wasn't.
Yo, come on now. Tobin's testicles, Leroy's toes. You know, this is crazy.
Leroy has no way to respond. He has no idea.
I'm still trying to figure out.
I'm still trying to figure out how your testicles twist while I'm sleeping.
If I go to sleep and everybody is in their up locked and right position,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. Sleep,
and I get up in that same position,
mm-hmm.
what happened overnight that altered the positioning of body parts.
I wish I could tell you. I was sleeping. I don't know what happened. Maybe I had my legs in a weird position. I'm not sure. But it got
Weird position? You would have had to have something between your legs in order for it to twist, like while you're sleeping.
You would have had to been running like a dog in his sleep.
Perhaps. I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, I had twisted testicle. So that's
Wait. Hold on. You're in a fraternity.
What a token.
I can't deal with you guys. I can't
even. Witcher. What is that?
I think Leroy's going to cry. That might have been it. You got it, Schmeathen.
It's stupid to say, mm-hmm. but it's hilarious picturing it, right?
A Euro Absolutely. Step over the other.
Right? So, like,
got a little headband on.
Like, you got a small court for them to be playing basketball.
Different D Wade right there. That's a different D Wade.
I had this pain. I thought it was like a hernia or something, you know?
From what?
Lifting something? I don't know.
Something.
Yeah, look, I just sit around and do nothing. I lift stuff. I've lifted stuff before, but it wasn't food because I went to the urologist. Twist the testicle.
Did you just say he twists his, lifts food?
Yeah.
Yep.
He lifts food.
No, but I'm just like, hey, so... I'm trying to figure out, like, this conversation. Because, first of all, you're not walking normal. So when you go to the doctor's office, everybody know what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a urologist.
He got problems with his nether regions, right? Well, also went to a urologist, so that also...
It's a full nether region doctor.
Right. So you go to the nether region doctor, mm-hmm. right? He goes, it's normal. Not for me.
Well, like, in his line of work, I mean, it'd be like a... You know, podiatrist dealing with like gangrene or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, sugar in your testes.
What?
I mean, that's what The Rock would say. Do you have any sugar in your testes?
I don't know, dude. I don't know how we ended up with this.
How does it tweet?
I don't even know how we ended up in this conversation.
I just don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how
it. I'm just saying. Right?
Right.
Me picturing the Euro step.
You're still there.
I'm just picturing one going, oh, excuse me.
Scoop and score.
Like, I'm also trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
That's
for
like,
those not on YouTube, on. Vlad is Here's trying to do deal. A demonstration.
It is hard to imagine because if I lay down with my hands like this and I wake up with my hands like this, right, and I haven't moved all night, if something happened to one of my fingers overnight, I'm going to be shocked as to why. How did this happen? And I was asleep. You already chalked it up and say, ooh, I was sleeping in a bad position. But even if you're sleeping in a bad position, if you're still, how can your testicles twist?
Not everybody is still when they sleep. You've been caught running in your sleep.
You running in your sleep?
And still, oh, yeah, sometimes I score touchdowns, baby.
wait, do you sleepwalk or do you sleep run?
No. It's just like, you know, you get
there. Oh, okay.
You
okay.
know, like right. that. But I still never did it enough to twist a testicle. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
well, consider yourself lucky.
Like, what type of violent behavior you have in your sleep that would have one testicle changing positions with the other?
Yeah, how do your testicles juggle while they're sleeping with nobody holding them?
You know, first of all, if I knew,
my balls would have never gotten twisted.
You got.
But unfortunately, I was sleeping.
No, but I'm just saying, you got a rhubarb sack or something.
Like, I don't know what happened.
Extra room.
Stop it! Look at this. Hold on.
I don't understand.
Look at this.
JP.
Point. Tobin is such a redneck. That's what he's like. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Stephen asked if Twisted Balls are performing at Rockville.
Find out tomorrow. We'll talk to you guys then.
Point.
Heard of Rock the Bells, but I've never heard of Rock the Balls, man.